Welcome back to Brain Explorers. Today we're diving into part two of our discussion with Maestro Christopher Schumann. Get ready for more insights, stories, and inspiration from his journey in music. Let's jump right in. Can you share how your brain prepares for a performance? What goes through your mind during a typical rehearsal cycle?
After rehearsals, I try to reflect on how everything went as precisely as possible. Since so many things happen at once, it's hard to capture everything in the moment. I find it really helpful to replay the experience in my mind. And of course, having audio or video recordings is a big advantage. They often reveal details you might miss in real time. Before a performance, I mentally walk through the sequence of events from memory, focusing on most important aspects. This helps me choose where to direct my attention and energy ahead of time. It's like setting my focus wisely before stepping into the real thing.
How do you bring out the emotional depth of a piece, and what role do emotions play in your brain while balancing them with technical precision?
To really understand a piece of music, I need plenty of time to get to know it. I spend a lot of time studying the score, reading about the composer, the history of the piece, and listening to the different recordings. Slowly, my own version of the music starts to grow in my mind, and at some point I can feel when my version is ready. That's when I know I can share it with an orchestra and work together to bring it to life. Balancing emotions and technical precision gets easier the more I study the music. By reading the score again and again, I get better at all the technical details. That frees up my brain to focus on the emotions, which makes the music feel even more alive.
Is there a moment in your career that stands out as particularly memorable or transformative for you as a conductor?
My first performance at the Stuttgart State Opera was a truly transformative moment for me. I conducted two performances of Prokofiev's The Love of the Three Oranges without any rehearsal. On the evening of the first performance, it was also my very first time conducting the state orchestra. I had prepared very thoroughly, but I was still quite nervous. On one hand, because of the artistic standards of the opera house and the experience of all my colleagues, and on the other, because I wasn't sure if my preparation tone would be enough to ensure everything ran smoothly. When the evening was a success and I received positive feedback from the musicians, it gave me a huge boost in confidence and trust in my own abilities.
What do you think is the role of a conductor in engaging the audience minds and making classical music feel relevant and exciting?
A conductor's role is not just to inspire the musicians, but also to connect with the audience. In a way, we act as a bridge between the music and the listeners, translating the meaning of the piece into gestures. These movements can give the audience an additional layer of understanding and making the experience more engaging, almost like kind of an expressive dance that many people find fascinating to watch. Today, there are also more opportunities to interact with the audiences outside of the performances. Conductors can share their deeper insights into a piece through talks or pre-concert events. I think the key is to communicate your personal excitement about the music so the audience can feel how special it is too.
What advice would you give to young musicians about training their brains to think like a conductor one day?
For a conductor, having a wide range of experience is incredibly important. My advice would be to stay curious and open to inspiration. Try to absorb as much as you can by attending lots of performances and concerts and by talking with fellow musicians. And when you do so, ask yourself what makes those musicians successful. In music, there is no single right or wrong way. What really matters is whether the music speaks to the audience and gives them something meaningful. There are many different ways to inspire both an orchestra and an audience, and finding your own way is part of the journey.
Maestro Schumann, thank you so much for sharing your insights and experiences with us today. It's been such a privilege to learn more about your incredible work. Before you leave, let me know in the comments what was the most interesting thing for you that you learned from Maestro Schumann today. Thank you for tuning in. Until next time, keep exploring and stay curious.